going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, like I said yesterday, you go back to, I mean, obviously we cannot take games back, but, you know, we're not that far off. You know, it's 4-12 in one-run games, extra inning games, whatever. We've been playing close games. So, I'm pleased with the effort. Obviously not with the results, but it seems like the American League is playing 500 too.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. You heard Alex Cora, and we'll hear a little bit more from Alex Cora from just moments ago. We'll get that to you as soon as we can. Talking about the news of the day here at Fenway Park, WEEI Afternoons. Talking about Christian Campbell taking some ground balls and some drills at first base. Yes, post Tristan Casas, we've had a lot of discussion about who might step up and fill that void. A lot of Devers talk. Well, we've seen nothing to indicate it will be Devers, but we now have seen something with our own eyes on the monitors here at Fenway and on social media, if you looked for it, of Christian Campbell. And a tie into that is Marcelo Meyer playing some second base in Worcester, which, just in case you didn't get the step-by-step logic there, the Red Sox second baseman is Christian Campbell. If he moves to first, there could be an opening at second base for Marcelo Meyer, who as recently as 2 weeks ago was like the minor league player of the week or was high.
He's really good.
Really good.
It's just him.
And also wants to be in Boston, has said that from day one this season with Jones and Keefe out at Polar Park in Worcester, said, yeah, I feel like I should be in Boston. I should be there. And I would also add just another little nut of conjunction there is Christian Campbell hasn't been great at the plate lately, that hot start, rookie of the month for April. I don't know exactly what you attribute that to. Is that just the second time around the league and a book starting to get out on him kind of thing?
Sorry, need microphones for radio. I think it's the move up to the cleanup spot. For some reason, every member of the Red Sox that hits in that spot has a team worst OPS.
Here's an idea for that then.
Okay.
Just tell them you're batting fifth. You know those hotels that don't have a 13th floor and it just goes from 11?
Yeah.
I mean, 12 to 14. Yeah. Just don't tell him he's batting fourth or cleanup or there's any extra pressure. Because I do think some guys think, oh, if I bat fourth, I got to be like the big swinging you-know-what bat in the lineup. And
well, like, there's something to that.
No, you were fine when you were if you hit the way you were hitting down at 6-7 to start the year and moved your way up, just keep doing that.
Got a 114 batting average in 8 games as the cleanup hitter versus a 378 average hitting 7th.
So Fitzy,
I know that's a couple different spots.
But Fitzy, do we like this? Is this with Campbell in a slump and then to add for a rookie – the fact, okay, we're going to ask you to add a third major league position because he's played second base and outfield this year. At a third major league position, is that fair? Is that a little too much to ask too fast? Or Is he just teaching maybe Devers a lesson in whether it's hard or not, this is what's in the best interest of the baseball team, so I'm a team player, I'll do it.
I don't think he would use a rookie and a rookie that has recently struggled, who's been bounced around the defensive formation, to try to prove a point with Devers. I think they're legitimately trying to see if this is a position that Campbell can stick at in the future, because they weren't very happy with the defense or just the general everything of Tristan Casas before. This seemed obvious to our friends on the Midday Show. It was obvious to us for the longest time. He's a big body. It's a little easier to play defensively as well. And if he finally has a position that he can stay at, wherever he hits in the lineup, this should bring some calm to the rookie season, at least defensively speaking, for Christian Campbell. Now, hopefully that translates back over to the plate so he can calm down wherever they decide to put him and get back to the way that he was absolutely mashing the first month of the season. And then the carryover effect to bring up Marcelo Meyer. I know he isn't not ripping the cover off the ball lately, batting 275, got 8 long Johnsons, 40 ribeyes, 827 OPS right now. Considering how poorly, how blank poorly Trevor Story has been hitting his last 19 games, you need every infusion of calm, stability, and possibly offense that you can get. So this is just win, win, win straight across the board.
So obviously with breaking news and availability before the game, Alex Cora was asked about Christian Campbell and some action at first base. Here's what he had to say.
Looking for options. Obviously we get in Romy probably at the end of the week, early next week, but you know, just introducing to first base and see how it looks. That's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's first workout, but not how we look.
First workout, yeah. It's like KC, first base. This KC, and now we go.
KC first, but not meet each other, get to know each other.
AC loves him some Romy.
He does seem loves to inject Romy Gonzalez every answer, whether you ask about Devers or Christian Campbell, whoever. But and don't forget Romy. Don't forget Romy. Be back soon.
That is clearly his first option at first base. And I'll just, my two cents on the Campbell going to first is, you know, it's, they got him under, they signed him a contract. He's theirs. Like, so they can kind of do what they want with him. I think if you kind of start moving him around before you sign him to a long-term deal, he might be, well, why do you want to do this? But they got control of him. And I don't know. I feel like I'm okay with it to this point. I just, he's not hitting good at the position he's been playing for a while, so why not try something different?
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite of Devers. You don't want to, he's hot, you don't want to screw it up. This guy's not hot, so why not just keep screwing with him?
One thing real quick, Dan, is it also, if it opens up a slot for Marcelo Meyer to come up, this team needs a jolt, I think, Dan.
It just, to me, it has the highest ceiling of any move that you can make.
I think I'm
in the belief that I think Rafael Devers can only get to a certain level as a defensive first baseman, and I'm not trying to just replace what Tristan Casas was doing. I'm trying to improve it, and it seems like they're looking at a long-term solution, Fitzy. So I feel like when you put all of the pieces together of this move, it has a higher ceiling than a Story or a Devers or whatever else we discussed.
Now, I know we'll talk to Lou Maloney in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Fired up for a chat from Lou. Nobody's got the better inside information and perspective, but I believe he told us in his most recent visit to the Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio, Andy, that when they call up either Meyer or Anthony, that's it.
Yes.
Like, it's not going to be an up and down. That's why they've had the Sobels and the Sogards and the Gonzalez's come up and down and up and down, yep, and pull a Merlone between AAA and the majors. Like, when Marcelo Meyer gets called up, he is a Red Sox until further notice, and that's that. So this is what we've been asking them to do. Start the future now. This is a future looking forward move. And guys, what are they, 22-23? We're almost now a third of the way into the season, and they are still a murderously inconsistent .500 team. Let me ask you this, guys. How does this possibly take away from the potential of this team? How is this a detraction? How is this a minus or an L for a squad that can't get out of its own way?
Well, I don't know if it's a negative, but you've now played the card. If you bring up Meyer and you keep losing and he looks like a young player who's maybe not quite ready, or the moment gets him for a little while, it happens to even great players, right?
Oh, yeah.
If that happens, then it's like, what, okay, now what do we do?
You played
your card.
That's why they're hesitant to make moves like that.
But we are getting to the point where Craig Breslow told the Greg Hill Show a few weeks ago, a third of the way through the season is a fair time to start saying,
Yeah.
We got to make some changes. This is who we are. This is what we're doing. And what they are doing right now
ain't working.
And now they're falling down the standings. It was one thing when it was always, they're two games back. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, we're four games back? And we're tied with the Blue Jays? We might be in third place soon, not in second place. So
slipping away.
There's starting to be a little bit more pressure. 617-779-7937. Let's go to your phone calls. We've seen you lining up. Let's go to Mike in Framingham. What are your thoughts on this first base situation, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I think this move is perfect. I mean, you can leave Devers at DH. You're not going to upset his delicate sensibilities. Marcelo Meyer, this kid is ready, man. This kid, the moment's not going to be too big for him. The kid has a perfect head on his shoulders. And this is good for Christian Campbell, too. He's willing to play anywhere, and he just wants to play. And he's a big body kid, big athletic kid. He could feel the ground balls. I mean, I like this move better than moving Devers to first base.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike.
And that's there you go. Mike from Framingham is basically, if the Red Sox got to be thinking, you know what? What do we get? We need to give the fans something.
Mm-hmm.
Be excited. That, seeing Marcelo Meyer come up would be exciting to the fans. Right now, it's kind of, people are like, okay, I was really excited about this team to start, and, you know, I just think it would go a long way to get people reengaged.
Yeah, the only downside to Marcelo Meyer has been his health. He hasn't finished, I don't believe, a single season healthy. He had the back issue.
He's the Porzingis of the Red Sox.
Yeah, and that would be the other thing. The other negative to this would be, say he does get up here and has a nice 10 games, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, he was a late scratch because his back's bothering him, or then he misses a few more games because his back is, but they're reaching the point where you got to play some card. You can't just sit there and just let the season kind of peter away. So,
and that's a big card. It's not like a little tweak. It's a massive kind of shift.
And then my only question would be, if Marcelo Meyer comes up and becomes your everyday second baseman, and then he gets hurt, misses some time, does Campbell go back to second base? Who plays second base? You can figure that out down the road.
Romy, of course.
Romy could fix it. So you'd start to have those questions. But let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kyle in Fall River. You've been waiting a little while to talk about Devers. Oh, and I'm excited. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm out last night at dinner, and I look over. I see Alex Cora. He's sitting there. He's looking at his phone up and down. He looks nervous. In walks in Rafi Devers. Alex Cora and Rafi Devers having dinner last night at Mastro's Seaport. I tweeted about it this morning, got some good interactions with it. Really curious and interesting scenario now because of the Campbell move at first. I wonder if that meeting was about Alex assaging Devers' concerns about moving to first, or whether he was still trying to convince him. He was making fungo bad gestures, hand gestures, like he was patting the glove, Cora was. Rafi was just eating, and, you know, he's eating.
Was he eating the flaming the pizza, the famous pizza there?
I don't think he stopped eating. He had a dip in. He was eating the whole time, drinking red wine.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought something might come of it, but it looks like that might have been the meeting. But, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Kyle.
One of my favorite spots, actually, in a Seaport.
Oh, really?
Never been.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a C&B scene, little crowd.
Oh, so I wouldn't fit in.
Do
they have Miller Lite on draft?
Can you wear a JB jersey there, Ted?
No, it's not that kind of place.
I don't think I fit in. Buffalo wings and beer? Nope, I'm not fitting in. Wait, people eat with a dip in their mouth?
That is
disgusting.
Freaking awesome to me.
That's what the pros do.
That is,
well, it could be a zin, like, Ted. It might be like just something to turbocharge.
Why do I just think that is just, I have so much respect for him. Like Sam Gash used to practice with a dip in, which I just thought was, you're an animal, Sam. Like, you and I are just banging heads, and you got a big old dip, and you cash register dip going, and then it'd be more impressive with if he guts it, if he just right down.
People do that too.
Oh, the hardcore guys do that.
I only did
the badass.
I did dip once in my life, and I
once
had a steak and cheese from D'Angelo's, and then the steak and cheese came right back up. And I would never.
You see the scene in Sandlot where they all do dips,
yes.
Redman, and then they get on the carnival ride.
Awful! I can't believe people eat with that or swallow it. Ugh. Anyway, let's.
Rafi's kind of a bad. His Q rating went up in my eyes right there.
Oh, you like him better?
What's that new sport in there, Hart?
This is a new City Connect jersey that just got delivered in Fenway Green. You might have heard about it. Pretty sweet jersey with yellow numbers for pesky pole. I don't fill it out quite the same way Ted does.
It's sweet. That is H-A-W-T. That's hot.
I've never felt like such a homer, though. I now have a City Connect Red Sox jersey on top of a Jaylen Brown Celtics jersey.
That is really homerish there.
I think I need the horn at some point, Stiz, because, I'm really kind of throw up.
Oh, he's such a homer.
You know what? I need to completely rethink yesterday's show. I think the Patriots are going to win 14.
There we go.
I think 14-3 playoffs. Drake May's going to the Pro Bowl, All-Pro, the whole thing. I might
play the welcome back Cotter theme, Stiz. Andy, welcome back.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Yeah, I'm going to be a grizzly Homer bear, and I got my red. That's a good looking jersey.
It feels good. I like it.
Turn around a little bit. Give me the whole model, because you got the model. Oh, nice. And you got the B on the side.
Those are awesome jersey. Teddy wasn't loving him before he got his hands on one.
It's different now. Different now.
It pairs with a flowery shirt very well.
And I would also urge you to go to MLB Shop, RedSox.com, their shop. There's also the other stuff that goes with it. They have a sweet Ted. I could see you in this sleeveless hoodie in the Fenway Green City.
Big fan of sleeveless hoodies.
Well, they got that for you there. I think you'd enjoy that. They also got some sweet shorts. If anybody's listening, my birthday's coming up later in the month. I got some nice shorts you want to buy. My wife, kids, anybody. No, I'm just saying the family, if they might be listening. So these are good-looking jerseys, though. These are going to be hot sellers.
Reaction online, by the way, is pretty much universal. Like, everybody likes these.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't, because I think the yellow City Connects people didn't get when it was like, yellow, they're the Red Sox, the blue, and then you convince them that it's the marathon, it's symbolic of the city and all that tie-in. This is just obvious. This looks like Fenway.
The font is the same font
as the Green Monster.
The Green Monster.
So you got that tie-in, you got the yellow for the Pesky and Fisk poles. These were sort of reverse engineered. They went in with a theme and a theory and like worked from Fenway. And when you look at them, they look like Fenway. What is Fenway known for? Green.
Regrets that my dad didn't and mom didn't meet 20 years before they did is that I didn't get to play during the uniform kind of research. All these new uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to play with those, which I feel...
Just while it's top of brain, I never had a chance to ask you. You wore the two different uniforms of the 90s and 2000s. Which did you prefer?
It's not going to be popular. I was more of a fan of the 2000s. I didn't like the
you didn't
90s,
like the
90s ones.
Big patches on the big Elvis flying.
That was that one I liked. Like the soccer striped one where a lot of people liked that one.
Yep.
I wasn't as big of a fan of that one.
But you're right. You were a little early for sort of the blow up of alternate jerseys.
Not even close. And it's not even a question. My favorite was the throwbacks. Give me the red.
Well, it seems like everybody loves those. I've never known why they didn't go to at least a red alternate or something with more regularity with the red, because everybody, fans love them, coaches love them, players love them.
Red power, just can't lose.
Like Tiger on Sunday, right? Close it out. Red's a victory color. Red's for winners. These jerseys are nice.
Thank you.
So you'll see these tonight. I think you'll see them a couple times over Memorial Day weekend, the 23rd and the 25th. And as I said, if you want to get yourself one, they are available online now or at the pro shops here at Fenway Park. But back to the news at hand. Christian Campbell might be wearing one of these at some point soon. How long do you think is fair? Because this was in the Boston Globe today. There was a story about first base. It was more Devers side of things. How long would it take him? Is it 2 days, 2 weeks, a month? How long is fair to say Christian Campbell? Because Alex just said, Christian, first base, this is Christian. Yeah. Nice to meet each other. How long before you go from that to penciling in, batting fourth, playing first base, Christian Campbell, rookie?
Probably a better question to ask Mr. Lou Morlone, who's sitting over there. But I mean, if I had to guess, I don't know, a week?
I think more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way he's scuffling and the way I've already kind of jerked around sounds strong, but I've moved him around a little bit. I've counted on him a lot. I just make sure he's comfortable. Get him some really good workout days in there. I would say 2 weeks is fair. Okay. So where are we at? The 16th, like just after Memorial Day, somewhere in there. He's been taking a lot of ground balls. Now, I do think he's a great athlete. I think he's a great athlete. He has the athleticism to do it. But I don't think you want to – because you don't want it to go poorly, right?
I want to get Ron Washington on the line and see what Ron thinks of him moving to first base.
Yeah.
He's in the movie. He's the famous for saying, moving to first is extremely hard.
Yeah. Not as many people believe that. And I know Lou doesn't necessarily believe as others. And I will say the other little layer here, this is a long-term layer. Forget about it. But we already talked about this contract being potentially a bad deal for him long term, because it could top out at like $100 million, but is much less, like $64 million. If he's a first baseman who's hitting well, like I feel like that's even a more valuable position. Like you compare it, for example, to Vlad, another first baseman in the division who just signed a $500 million contract.
Who happened to come from third base as well, I know is an example you love.
And Christian Campbell could be playing first base for the Boston Red Sox for the next 8 to 10 years for a total of like $70 million. Like, I know you bet you wanted to get that money in the bank, and good for you, that's stability and all that. But that contract could look even more team friendly if he's your everyday first baseman moving forward.
He's got to start hitting and being,
Okay, he was hitting not that long ago. Okay,
I'm just saying.
We gave him a plaque a month ago for Rookie of the Month.
Right now, it's looking like he got the better end of the deal. Right now, it is.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls on the Red Sox, Devers, Campbell, first base. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Lou Merlone, the guy who told us first base is like a night off. He'll join us here on WEEI Afternoons.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics play Game 6 of their series against the Knicks tonight at 8 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Boston trails in the series 3-2. Jason Tatum, however, is the only C's player on the injury report as of this afternoon. From last night, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 119-107 in Game 6 to force a Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. The Red Sox open up a 10-game, 10-day homestand tonight at Fenway Park when they host the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Garrett Crow Crochet against old friend Chris Sale on the mound tonight. The Red Sox become the first team ever to face the reigning Cy Young Award winners in both leagues in back-to-back games. Here's your lineup for tonight. It's Jaron Duran in left, Rafael Devers your DH, Alex Bregman at third, Rob Refsnyder out and right with Christian Campbell at second base for now, Trevor Story at shortstop, Nick Sogard is today's first baseman with Carlos Narvaez your catcher, and Seidon Rafaela out in center, batting ninth. A roster move from earlier today, the Red Sox called up right-handed reliever Nick Birdie from AAA Worcester. Cooper Criswell was sent back down, and Carter Crawford went to the 60-day injured list in a paper move as he continues to rehab. Birdie had an 0.54 ERA in 16 and two-thirds innings out of the bullpen to go along with three saves. Also from today, here is Alex Cora on Christian Campbell potentially playing first base.
Looking for options. Obviously, we get in Romy probably at the end of the week, early next week, but just introducing to first base and see how it looks. That's where we're at.
Do not forget, you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call this evening. Also, don't forget our Celtics postgame coverage, which is hosted by John Lyons, hits the airwaves after the conclusion of Red Sox baseball. And finally, one Stanley Cup playoff game tonight. The Maple Leafs are at the Panthers for a Game 6. Florida leads 3-2. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What are you noticing about the team now?
I think I know more now. Crochet, as I said before, is a pig. He is filthy. He is young.
Da-da-da-da-da, Maloney. Da-da-da-da-da, Maloney.
That's right. Lou Maloney, the TV star, the radio star.
That's my Japanese chant when I was out there. I don't know what they were saying.
What that was?
I just heard Maloney at the end.
That's all right. No one's ever chanted for me in Japan.
It's all good. What's up, Fitzy? You're not here.
What's up, Lou? How you doing, handsome?
Good, pal. Good.
Doing Fitzy, right. We got a room of ex-athletes here now at Fenway Park. Lou Maloney, Ted Johnson. We're going to have
lounge
a little,
guy.
Little jock lounge here. So, Lou, news of the day. Christian Campbell taking some reps at first base. You like it?
Good to see. I think, obviously everyone's sort of sitting around wondering what's going on with Devers.
Yeah.
So, I always said, that's option A.
Yeah.
Option B is always, to me, been Christian Campbell. So, it's this is a guy that... A lot of people, this evaluators in the league, don't know if he's a second baseman. They don't know if he's an outfielder. So it's he's learning the outfield. He's learning second base. Well, have him learn first base and give you some options. In particular, maybe Marcelo Meyer for second base.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens, how long it takes.
That's an option that your first option would maybe that Rafi would want to take that position. If not, then you're okay with this.
Yeah, it would, because you got to add a bat, it's just sort of so if Rafi goes to first and all of a sudden Yoshida, you can take him off his, I don't know what, deep sea fishing tour out in Gloucester. Yep. I don't know what he's been doing. I know he's rehabbing. He got a shot and everything. I get it. But he could activate him and add a bat. If Campbell goes to second, you can add Marcelo at second base, and you can add a left-handed bat, and I think you can improve defensively. Campbell, he's not killing you, but you look at some of the metrics, it's -6 defensive run saved, where he ranks in second basemen. They're still learning things to his balls to his right. So this defensively, you can improve at second while adding Marcelo's bat. Mm-hmm. And, whether that's the plan, I don't think they're moving Campbell to second to play Hamilton every day at second. Mm-hmm. Or moving Campbell to first. So we'll see how long it takes.
Yeah, Lou, I don't want to put the cat before the proverbial horse here and say, hey, if Campbell works out, is that the end of Tristan Casas's days in a Red Sox City Connect jersey? But between Campbell moving to first or possibly adding Meyer, which do you think would be the bigger boon for the Sox defensively and offensively? Between Campbell moving to first or calling up Meyer, what do you think will have the bigger immediate impact?
Well, I think if you do that, you've added one of these prospects in Marcelo Meyer. And I know everyone's talking about Roman Anthony, just the path's not there right now, but it is for Marcelo. And this is the move to free that up. People can say, well, move Story to second, move Marcelo to short. I'm one that believes Story's still a better shortstop. And I know some of the numbers don't back it up. Those numbers to me are a little bit, I don't buy it. So it's introduce the kid at second base, and now you're better defensively, and you add his bat. So it's, and the energy sometimes. We were talking before, the energy, right, of this rookie coming up. I think it could help.
Nesson analyst and WEEI analyst. I heard you in the booth, by the way. Nice job.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. My first time in the radio booth was Detroit.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
14-2 and two just brutal. Kicking the you-know-what.
Yeah, I blame you for that. Lou Maloney. Is this, we had Craig Breslow maybe 2 weeks ago on the Greg Hill Show said a third of the way through the season is when you start to really say this is who we are, this is what we need to do. Are we starting to see some of that, that this is a team that they're now four games out, they're sliding a little bit, they're going to start to shake things up and do some things because they think they're good and right now they're not good?
Yeah, and I think this kind of starts. They needed to figure out who's playing first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the glaring, what are we doing here, long term. So maybe it's starting with maybe a possible Campbell move to first. We'll see. But, yeah, the first, you know, third quarter poll, whatever you want to call it, you evaluate what you have, what you thought you have, and then you make slight adjustments off of it. So, yeah, right now, like, I hope this isn't who they are. You know, I hope that they're better. They're... What, 0-16 when trailing after the sixth inning? They have no comeback wins. They have 12 one-run losses. They lead the league in blown saves. You know, it's like they can't put it together. They have 23 losses, 12 by one run.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is it a good or bad thing that they're only a game under 500 when they lead the league in strikeouts, defensive errors, blown saves, and are 4-12 in one-run games?
Yeah, are they good enough to lose 12 one-run games to be in it? Or are they bad enough just to, you know what I mean? Like, to lose them. So this is
like Mayo. Mayo said, we're in a lot of one-score games. And you sucked.
That's right. It's like the Patriots lose every game by three. Are we good or bad?
Bad.
Like, you know what I mean? We're good. We're in it, but we can't figure out how to win. So to me, it's like I look at this team and they sort of spin the wheel on ways to lose. You know, that's really, you know, I look like in baseball, there's like four ways to lose. You can either, your starter can go out and get bombed, you know, and you're like, you're done. And we've had a few of those. Your bullpen can blow a game, and they've had a lot of those recently. Defensively, you can go out and make a bad error or two late and cost yourself a game, or you can have your 1-for-12 runner in scoring position type night. Those are the four real main reasons, and they just sort of rotate. Like, your bullpen will give it up. You'll have five relievers in the game. Four will be lights out, and the last guy gives it up. You know, so it's like the bullpen was good except for one guy. And that's just the way it's been through 45.
So what do you So you're through 45 now. You're more than a quarter through, but not quite a third of the way through the season. And eventually, if you continue a pattern like this, we've called it consistently inconsistent in the interviews with Alex. How much longer does it go on like this before that mindset seeps into all the players and then they all develop, well, I guess we just can't get out of our own way as sort of like a running mantra for the team?
Yeah, I don't think that ever really does. I think like. Fans, you sit there and watch a tie game in the seventh, and as a fan might sit there recently and be like, how are they going to lose this one? You know, I mean, that's kind of like a mindset watching the game. But I don't think that really seeps in. It's like, that's the one thing with, like, baseball. It's like, that was an awful, you know, last few games. You have a day off, and you got to show up again. You know, like, Ted, if you're out there and you have an awful Sunday, and you play like crap. Now, physically, if you were able to play the next day, you have to wash it. It's like, there's nothing I can do about last night. I have to prepare for today. And that's just, these guys are ingrained in that. That's how they've played the last 15, 20, 30 years, whatever. You know, all the way from an age of high school. They just put it aside, put it away, and show up the next day. So they need a good homestand. You know, and you're playing good teams. Like, they got to win 6-7 games of this homestand.
The one thing I don't like about this, Lou, is it seems to sort of give Devers his way. If they go down this road, it is Campbell. You know, it irked. There were reports it irked some players when he was talking in the clubhouse. It clearly irked Craig Breslow and John Henry. They flew out there, had their whole thing. Do you actually, like, strengthen his immaturity or lack of being a good teammate? How does that resonate? Is there any negative to this, Devers getting his way, I guess?
I don't think so. You know, I think there's some people that could sit there and say, you know, if you were there, we could activate Yoshida.
Right.
But I do think there are a lot of people, like, after having spring training with guys like Christian Campbell and Meyer and Anthony, would be excited to see a kid come up here if that's where they go with it, with Marcelo Meyer coming up here. And you know, they could look at, you know, Devers has been raking. You know, he's been figuring it out. He's been hitting well. Let's keep him where he is. Is it one of these, like, are they – these guys aren't from Boston, all of them. They're not spiteful and hold grudges like I do. You know what I mean? Or like we do. Like,
yep.
They're just sort of like, whatever. Let him keep raking, do his thing. Campbell at first, good, perfect. And, you know, we're going to put Meyer here, maybe get better defensively up the middle, and we get to watch the exciting, the kid swing the bat. So I don't look at it that way. I'm not so sure they do.
Okay.
Lou, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. I had a feeling, if I was in the Red Sox locker room, how I would feel about this. But John Henry flies out to Kansas City last week. and meets with Devers. What did that signal? What would that signal to you if you're a player on the rest? Is that yay, good for John? Or what did him taking the time to fly out there mean to a player there?
Well, first off, I'm trying to figure out what the conversation was, right? Yeah. Because it was sort
of
like
the tone of it.
Here's the thing: when I first heard that John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and Craig Breslow were out in Kansas City, I was like, okay, like John's sitting him down, saying, "I want you to play first." You know what I mean? Like, this is what everybody was thought. Like, I'm paying you the money. I want you to play first. I don't know where this conversation went. Like, if it was really candid, him just talking about how he doesn't want to go to play first, how he doesn't want to embarrass himself, he doesn't think he can do it, I don't know. So, because, like, we're a week later, and it's not like he's there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I do think his comments about Craig Breslow, like that Thursday before they went to Kansas City, I thought that needed to be addressed. You know, the way he came off and was like,
strong.
Tell him to do his job. Oof. You know, that sort of thing. Like, and was that the reason why they went out? To sort of straighten the relationship between Devers and Breslow? And it wasn't necessarily, hey, I'm paying you $30 million, play where I want you to? So I don't know which direction it went. But, yeah, I would have been like, well, John's here. Okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was a player or a teammate. But nothing's really come of it as far as him moving positions. So I don't know.
Lou, we got an absolute dandy at the old ballpark tonight with the City Connect jerseys making their debut. Doesn't get much better than Crochet versus Sale. Are you excited about this one? Tough one, obviously, to try to get that winning streak going. And what do you think of how impressive Sale has been since he was dealt away for Grissom?
Yeah, it'll be a good one. And, you know, you think about, like, so this was, I think Elias had this, like, the first time a team's ever faced back-to-back Cy Young winners.
Yeah.
In Scooble and Sale.
Yep.
And then, by the way, in Kansas City, they beat Reagan's and they beat Lugo, who are 1-2 and 3 in Cy Young.
What'd you think of that team?
Kansas City? I missed the trip, but I didn't go to Kansas City. I was in Detroit. I thought Kansas City's – I think they're a good team. You know, I think Detroit's a very good team. But this one should be fun. And obviously, Sale, he's not the same guy he was last year. Although, with that, he'll probably go 8 innings and shoves tonight, whatever. But, no, this is like kind of what you – two guys that were traded to Boston from the White Sox – you know, Sale winning the Cy Young last year, Crochet doing what he's doing, looking more like himself in his last start. This one here should be fun. I'm looking forward to tonight.
What are your thoughts on the offense? Bregman's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, he started hotter than he probably ever has in his career. He's been great. Devers has found it. Seems like he's the guy he's supposed to be. Duran has probably been underwhelming for what, you know, MVP caliber. Now you got Campbell, who has fallen off. Story fell off. Like, where's this offense going? Do you have confidence it can get back on track? Because they think they're a really good offensive
club. Yeah, I feel like it goes in stages of, like, in 2 weeks we could be having a conversation as two other names,
right,
you know, that are hot, and Abreu's falling off, and this guy's falling off. But Bregman's been consistent. Abreu, Devers here recently as well, and Narvaez, you know, giving you a jolt. And it's like, who else? We need someone to join the party. You know what I mean? Like, and somebody will, and then somebody will fall back. You know, it was funny because someone was talking about, like, Duran. Everyone's going through their minds and how to, you know, sit him, you know, move him, trade him. And I looked, and it was like 58 games last year. He was hitting .253 with 3 homers and a .740 OPS. Last year, 58 games. We're now 45. And it turned into a historic season for somebody, for him.
Yep.
So it's like, I can't give up on that. Like, I'm running him out there every night. The guy can June, July, August could take over the game. So, but you want to get him going. You know, you really need him going to start everything. And, you know, Story, we'll see. You know, he's just struggling with fastballs, not swinging it. It's just inconsistent, like other guys. Rafael has actually been swinging it well the last couple weeks. So, it's just the way the game is. 162 games. In a month from now, we'll be talking about Bregman having a bad month.
Yeah,
he's going to have a bad month, I would think, somewhere.
Never.
Well, I don't know if it's going to come back to me, and I just have to ask.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts on 1BB post-Patriots? what do you think of Billy? What's happening? Any thoughts on
Angry Lou, come on down.
What's your thoughts on how things are going for him down there at UNC?
I'm just enjoying watching it from afar. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Never in a million years did I think this would be going on with Bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That she'd be running some production company and being involved in interviews and all these other things. And it's like, this is the king of no distractions. You know what I mean? And now he's just kind of parading around. Listen, publicly do what you got to do. But it seems like it's getting more involved into his business side of it, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. I mean, it's, crazy, like I said, I'm enjoying watching it from afar.
What about the Celtics? Well, you know, they used to fill this whole, the whole thing.
Oh, no, I think they beat the Knicks. I think they can get to the finals.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, I got a JB jersey on under my, yeah. you know.
No, I jersey. Do. I just need more for my boy Al. But other than that, I think we're good. No, I don't want to get on Horford.
Al.
No, I'm just joking.
Falls right back in line with his old ways.
I think it's an opportunity for what we saw the other day. Jalen, Derek White.
That's
like,
what it
I think
is.
It's an opportunity. I'd love to rip the hearts out of New York fans again because they think they're winning this thing. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah. It would be fun.
Chef's kiss.
I think it'd be beautiful. I think they can win.
All right, Lou, we'll end on that.
I'll keep one eye on that one tonight, too, by the way.
Well, I was asking Ken Laird that. I was like, because I remember in the old days at Patriots games, sometimes they put like Red Sox Yankees on the big screen. Will they do that tonight here? Will they put like a little cut-in of the Celtics game on the big screen here?
I don't know if they would. All I know is that last time, I think it was like game two, and I was with Millar, and I'm like, what's the score? He's like, they're up 19. I'm like, nice. And then the next break, I was like, what's the score? He's like, they're up 5. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
and then the next break was, what's the score? They lost. I'm like, what are we doing?
No, you remember 04 at Foxborough, like when they're talking about Red Sox scores during a game. Loved it.
Yeah. Awesome. The place would erupt. It would bring a different energy. Yeah, awesome. So
I hope they do. We'll see. Yeah,
it'll be a cool moment tonight. All right, he's Lou Maloney. Thanks, watching tonight on Nesson Crochet Sale. Big one here at Fenway. WEEI Afternoons. We continue with
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Calls next.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Obviously, everyone's sort of sitting around wondering what's going on with Devers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always said, like, that's option A.
Yeah.
Option B is always, to me, Ben Christian Campbell. So it's like, you know, this is a guy that a lot of people, this evaluators in the league, don't know if he's a second baseman. They don't know if he's an outfielder. So it's like he's learning the outfield. He's learning second base. Well, have him learn first base and give you some options. In particular, maybe Marcelo Meyer for second base.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens, how long it takes.
That was Lou Maloney just a few minutes ago here on WEEI Afternoons. We are indeed broadcasting live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. So Lou Maloney, he liked it. He basically said his first option, like a lot of us, was Devers. But if that's not going to happen, work, whatever that's going on behind the scenes, this is the second best option. You get Campbell over there, maybe, and then you get Marcelo Meyer up, and maybe that's a little jolt. And also, maybe you just have a good first baseman who's athletic. He was playing second base. Now he bumps over. He's got the size. He's got the youthful energy in terms of learning positions. They raved in spring training. Cora raved about how quickly he was learning the pivot and the transitions and turning double plays and all of that. So he should, Fitzy, pick up on it pretty fast here. And when Lou's excited, because he's a pure baseball guy.
Yeah.
When Lou's excited, Fitzy, mm-hmm. I feel like that's the green light for everybody else to get excited about whatever it is.
Yeah, when the mayor says this was the move that I wanted all along, and it makes the most sense both at first and for the entire team in the infield. They need a jolt. Ted, you were calling for it earlier. I've been begging for it for weeks. This allows you to bring up your shortstop defensive infield wunderkind, who's also got a pretty hot stick at the plate. Put Campbell potentially someplace that could be his long-term fit. He's not a second baseman by nature. We're not even sure if he's an outfielder. He's a super incredibly talented, gifted athlete who happens to be great at baseball without a natural position. Now maybe this one, since we've been told a million different times by 10,000 different people, is the easiest in the infield, will stick for him. Again, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, but I don't think it's going to, because this is wins across the board, and we got the stamp of approval from the mayor.
Yes, Dan Ball.
This is a bit of an extreme example, but the Red Sox did roughly the same thing with Mookie Betts when he was called up. He was a second baseman and an infielder in the minors, came up, played center, then moved to right. Now that he's in Los Angeles, he moved back to second, then to short. So if they're good enough athletes and just good enough baseball players overall, they will be able to handle it.
Yeah, that would be my just pushback a little on that is, Mookie Betts has established himself as not just one of the best baseball players of his generation, maybe one of the better athletes of a generation.
No, that's
with
fair.
All of that.
That's fair, but Christian Campbell made it through the minors in a year, so I'm not ruling out the fact that he has something in that kind of family. He's just a taller version of that.
I think what I like about it is you moving him to first opens up a slot for Marcelo, right?
And that is, I think, a lot of people like both of them.
That's it.
They might have a little question, is he going to be good enough there? But oh, it's Meyer too. It's like a two-part.
I like
both allure. Options. Like there's a double draw there. And we'll see. We'll see if it, because we are extrapolating on this. He's taken a couple reps. What did Cora say? First base, meet Campbell. Campbell, meet first base. That's where they are. This is like speed dating 101. Hmm. We are kind of three steps ahead and like, he's going to be playing first base and Meyer's going to be playing second. It's all good.
If people are just tuning in for the first time, we announced earlier that we saw Christian Campbell taking reps at first base before the game.
And Alex Cora acknowledged, yes, it's a step. They're looking for answers there. And apparently Devers isn't the answer because we have not seen this. We could have seen the same thing here today with Devers, right? It could have been Devers that blew up because, oh, my God, he's got a first baseman's mitt. He's taking some it's not. It's Campbell.
Are you guys surprised? Fitzy, are you surprised that when I asked Lou about John Henry flying out to Kansas City last week, that even him, who's an insider, who talks to all these guys, didn't know really what was the exact message or the tone of that meeting? Were you surprised to hear that?
No. I mean, this is, you know, John Henry is like the J.D. Salinger of baseball owners. No one hears, knows, or sees anything about him, Ted. Like, we've seen the single photo with, as you said, the smoking dog rocket this spring or this winter, and that's it. Like, he is super reclusive. Like, it is steel trap shut. You don't get any information at all. I love the fact that Lou's like, I'd love to know what was said in there. We asked the manager. He didn't give us any details. Like, that's going to go down in history. Like, where's Flight 370? Why didn't Butler play? And what was said to Devers by John Henry?
Does John Henry, like, when he does go out, does he have, like, SPF 70 all over his
face? Starts at 100.
Listen, I need to wear a high SPF, too. I get burned very easily, so I'll defend John Henry here. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk Red Sox. We'll continue to talk Campbell in first base. Great pitching matchup tonight. We have Crochet and Sale here at Fenway Park. We'll take your phone calls. We'll also revisit the Boston Celtics. In case you hadn't heard, there's another team in green tonight that has a massive must-win game down in New York at MSG. And later in the hour at 5 o'clock, we will have an expanded edition of Odds and Ends, all that and more up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.